We're up to part six of the battle for Inspector West.
Calling Chief Inspector West. Calling Chief Inspector West.
Stand by for West. A crime file, based on John Creasy's novel, Battle for Inspector West. Dramatized for radio by Morris Travers. Battle for Inspector West, starring Patrick Allen as Chief Inspector Roger West of Scotland Yard and Sarah Lawson as his wife Janet. Part 6. Explosion in Red.
Tell me you will do it, Roger. Tell me you will kill Karozian for me. For both of us tonight. Now.
Is that what brought you here, Julietta? In the middle of the night?
Say you will do it. Say it.
Now, quiet, quiet. Calm down. Someone might hear you.
You can do it, Roger. You are not afraid of him like all the others. Even though you are his prisoner, you do not talk to him like a man who is afraid. And you walk into his trap deliberately.
Julietta, calm down.
I have unlocked your door. I'm giving you a chance. Karozian has made a fool of you, escaped from you so many times. Now you can have your revenge. And I will help you to escape after you have killed him.
Why do you want me to kill him, Julietta?
I hate him. Hate him.
And that's a sudden switch.
He's a monster. A cold-blooded monster. He killed my dogs. You saw it. You were there. He ordered three of the Alsatians to be shot. And my Lucifer. The most beautiful of them all.
He's done worse to people, Julietta.
Oh, yes. Look at what he has done to me. Do you know what he has made of me? His experiment.
He told me about it.
He is proud of it, to have taken away all the feelings of a woman in me. The dogs were all that he left for me to love. Look at me, Roger. Tell me, has he destroyed me completely? Look at me and tell me, am I so different from other women?
You're a lot more beautiful than most.
You think I am attractive, desirable? Hold me. Hold me in your arms, Roger.
Ah, there now. It's all right, Julietta. Everything's all right.
No, no, I am a woman. You must hold me as a man should hold a woman. But later, later, yes, after you have killed Karozian.
Listen, Julietta. First, I have to know what his plans are, this £10 million operation of his. Tell me about it. All the details.
Oh, what does that matter? Once he is dead, there will be no operation. Come, come. I will show you his room.
Wait a minute. What about the guards?
Oh, at night, there's only one man on guard, and he's downstairs by the front door. Come, Roger. What are you waiting for? Why do you hesitate?
Because I don't take the law into my own hands. I'm a policeman. My job is to bring Karozian to justice.
You do not intend to kill him?
No, Julietta.
But you must. You will. Or you will die yourself. I have only to scream. The man from downstairs will come running, and Karozian will come too, and you will die. One scream
I'll
from me.
I'll apologize for this in advance. Sorry, Julietta. Very sorry. Now, onto the bed. That's it. A gag to keep you quiet. Just one man, you said, at the front door. Now, if I can get down the stairs without him spotting me. Dogs. Here goes. dash for the wall.
There he goes! Get him, boy! Get him!
Got him in one! This way, Inspector!
Gil!
Over here, into the trees!
Gil, what the blazes?
Surprised to see me, sir.
Oh, damn glad to see you. Let's get out of here. That shot will bring the guards.
Sir, the guards are here already.
Well, who the...
This is Superintendent Maloon, sir, of the Civic Guard.
I'm proud to know you, Inspector West, even though you've lost us the glory of rescuing you.
Yes, Civic Guard. You mean I'm in Ireland?
But of course you are. Didn't you know it?
Boy, here they come. Corrosion's men.
Aye, we have some of our own to meet them. All right, me boys. This is what we're waiting for. Come on, let's be
Well, what's the tally, Sergeant Gill?
Two Corrosion men wounded, 10 captured, most of the Alsatians done for.
With only 3 casualties on our side, Inspector West, and them hardly worth the mention.
How about you, sir? Are you okay?
I never felt better, Hubert. That was one scrap I really enjoyed.
I could see your heart was in it. I'll be saying, Patrick, that's what I call a fine, hearty night's work.
And it's not over yet, Superintendent. Now we take the house, and this time we get Corrosion once and for all. Well, come on. Let's gather the troops.
Hold your horses. Hold your horses, Chief Inspector. I have a feeling you're going to be disappointed. Listen, do you hear what I'm hearing?
Superintendent!
You remember what I told you, Sergeant Gill, about the private aircraft at Canada? And there it goes, rising up above the trees, with the little lights of it winking, and carrying Mr. Corrosion off, away from Canada.
Blast him. Every time, just when I'm within an ace of...
So we might as well pack it in, eh, sir? No point in raiding the house now.
Isn't there? Corrosion's scarfed in a hell of a hurry, Sergeant. If he's left any documents behind, any of his records... The devil.
That was from the house. It's on fire.
And will you look at it?
Yes, I'm looking.
A blazing inferno, so it is. Or we'll not have a chance of getting in there, Chief Inspector. And as for your hopes of finding any papers...
That's right. Corrosion's taken care of that, too. He's thought of everything, hasn't he? Every single damn thing.
Better fasten your seatbelt, sir.
What's that, Hubert?
Your seatbelt, sir, will be landing any minute. Well, you won't be sorry to step out on London Airport, eh, sir?
I'd be a lot happier if we had Corrosion with us in handcuffs.
Yes, sir, it was bad luck.
The only kind I seem to have where he's concerned.
But at least you're out of his hands.
Thanks to you. I shan't forget it, Hubert.
Well, not me, sir. All I did was to follow Jacko Dempster. Too bad he didn't get Corrosion as he planned, instead of getting a bullet himself. Would have saved everyone a hell of a lot of bother. Oh, well, here we go.
Hubert, you didn't tell me how you got onto Jacko Dempster in the first place. Constable Red Lights.
Sorry, Inspector.
Watch it in future. Traffic lights are meant for police cars, too, you know.
Even if they are on special duty. I say, it was decent of Chatworth to send a car to the airport for us. He's not a bad old stick at times, our Sir Guy, I have to admit.
Well, I'm sure the Assistant Commissioner will appreciate your commendation.
You were asking about Jacko Dempster, sir.
Yes, what put you on to him?
Well, a tip-off, actually. From an old friend of yours, in fact. Pearly Willis.
Pearly? He called you?
Oh, is that likely? Everyone knows you're the only copper at the yard Pearly ever has any truck with. No, we got his information through your wife.
He contacted Janet, did he? A crafty old so-and-so.
Chief Inspector, about Mrs. West.
Well, she's all right, isn't she? Nothing wrong.
Oh, no, sir, no. She's fine. Huh. That's really what I wanted to say. I've been inclined to think a policeman shouldn't get married, you know. Well, too tough on the woman and all that. But I've rather changed my mind.
Because of Janet?
Yes, sir. You know, these last few days haven't been any fun for her. But she's taken it all damn well.
Yeah, she usually manages to. There aren't many like Janet around. And if that sounds to you like a clear-cut case of prejudice, Hubert, my lad, you're dead right. Constable, the next turn after the pub, it's a shorter way into Bell Street.
Yes, sir.
And don't take me right up to the door. I'd like to walk to the house, so just drop me at the corner.
Huh? What What's wrong?
Oh, at this moment, not a thing, Jan. Not a thing in the world. Go back to sleep.
What's the matter? Can't you sleep?
Oh, I'm just happy to lie here. Listen to the sounds of the night.
Well, I'm not all that sleepy myself. Roger?
Hmm?
No, nothing, never mind.
Now, come on. What were you going to say?
Well, I suppose you wouldn't think of asking the guy to...
To take me off the case, give it to someone else.
Don't forget I spoke, darling. It's just me wishing for the moon.
Oh, Jan, I can't give it up now. I've got to follow it through all the way. I've got to find out what Corrosion's scheme is. And the means of stopping it.
But what chance have you got? You deliberately put yourself at his mercy to try to find out, but how much further did it get you?
A little, I think. I've known he was hatching something big all along. Now I know just how big. And he's lost Canara, his headquarters. We could just have him on the run.
But he'd be all the more dangerous because of it, with more reason to hate you than ever.
Well, let's not lose any sleep about that. No, in fact, let's not lose any more sleep. I'm in for a long session with Chapworth in the morning, so... Where's the ashtray? Good night, Janet.
Oh, thank heavens you're home. Night, darling.
Miss Fordyce?
Yes, the guy?
No calls, please, while Chief Inspector West is with me. Sit down, Roger.
Thank you, sir.
I had it in mind, as you may possibly imagine, to tear you off a strip for taking off on that solo crime-breaking act of yours. But in view of the general rejoicing at your return, I've decided to forego it. It's good to have you back, Roger.
Oh, nice of you to say so, sir.
You're also back in your usual high favor with the gentlemen of the press. I suppose you've seen the papers, the Canara stories on all the front pages.
Well, the way it reads, you'd think we'd scotch Corrosion for good and all.
We're still a long way from that desirable objective. Well, let's have your report. From the moment you took it upon yourself to stick your head into his noose. Right from the beginning, Chief Inspector, if you please.
So, that's it, sir. That brings you right up to date. The men we captured at Canara are due to arrive in England today. They'll be questioned, naturally. But I don't think they'll have anything of real value to tell us.
Small fry, only, eh? So we're no nearer to knowing Corrosion's game, except that he has his sights on a £10 million target.
And I've been racking my brains about that from the moment he told me. I'm damned if I can fathom out what it could be. I'm worried, sir. I've got to admit it.
Because you think he's going to pull it off?
Also because he'll be more vicious now, more cold-blooded than ever. Well, even Janet could see that. Coincidentally, I noticed when I left home that you'd got a man on guard at Bell Street, sir.
Yes, two of them, front and back. Thought it might be as well.
I'm grateful, sir. I'd like them kept on for a while, if you've no objection.
Of course, sir. Now, about Corrosion, all we seem to have in the way of a clue are these red discs you mentioned, hmm?
They're a kind of identification for his men. Each one has a number on it. I was with Corrosion when he hauled a man over the coals for losing one. They're obviously an integral part of the operation. Detective Sergeant Gill's putting out orders to hold any man seen with one for questioning.
Yes, very good.
Sir, what about the Grant couple?
Oh, yes. You're quite convinced that kidnapping Christine Grant was just a blind?
Oh, well, Corrosion as good as admitted it to me. Do we know where Michael Grant and his wife are at this moment, sir?
Certainly we do. Here in London, at his flat in Belgrave Square.
What?
But I've managed to keep that out of the papers for the moment. However, I've had Grant questioned. The report should be on your desk.
Have you seen it yourself, sir?
Naturally.
Anything there to help at all?
Doesn't seem so. Young Grant's story coincides with what you were told by the Giulietta woman. Grant states that he and his wife were allowed to go because he'd done all the Corrosion required of him.
Hmm. By that same token, Grant's father-in-law should have been left alone as well.
Arthur Morley? Or apparently has been. According to the man watching Morley, he's made no more unusual moves since he helped to play decoy to get you. You know, I've still half a mind to pull him in for that.
I think we'd get a conviction, sir. Morley would make a pretty sympathetic figure in the dock, murderer or not. He's served his time. And he was acting under pressure from Corrosion for the sake of his daughter.
Quite, quite. By the way, that woman of Corrosion's, Giulietta, what became of her? Any idea?
I'm afraid not. I left her gagged and unconscious, as I told you, and... Canara went up in flames. A blazing inferno, to quote the good Superintendent Balloon.
You think Corrosion just abandoned her then?
I wouldn't put it past him. Another victim, in more ways than one.
It's hard not to feel sorry for her, you know. But what I really need is a lead on where Corrosion's gone to ground.
Yes, come in. Ah, Julietta.
Frega said you wish to see me.
And you come promptly, like the obedient, loyal creature you are.
Corrosion?
A loyalty which suffered a small lapse, however, back in Canara. But we will not discuss that for the moment. Join me here at the window, if you'd be so kind.
Very well.
An interesting view, don't you think? The busy dockyard sea. Possibly not as inviting to the eye as Canara's green lawns and spreading oaks, but a more convenient pied-à-terre, perhaps. Quite safe, at least, from Chief Inspector West, wouldn't you agree?
He will search hard for you.
I very much doubt if it would occur to him to search above a shabby warehouse overlooking Limehouse Reach. In any event, time is in my favor.
What do you mean?
Look below you. The freighter is at the wharf. It docked early this morning. The Snow Queen. Not the most fitting name for such a battered ancient vessel, but hardly likely to arouse suspicion purely on that account.
Corrosion, you propose to go ahead?
Certainly. The first instructions have already been issued.
But are you crazy? You must have seen the newspapers. They're full of the disaster at Canara. The papers give the impression that you have taken flight. Do you think all your people will still feel sure of you? Each one will be thinking of himself, of his own skin.
Is that what you are thinking of, Julietta?
I?
You make me wonder, my dear. I had intended to forget what happened at Canara because I thought I understood the reasons for it. I put it down to the unfortunate mishap to your dogs, so much the object of your affection. I believe that for a short time you were not yourself.
What is myself?
The Julietta I made of you. But for that, you would have been left to burn with the house. I'm beginning to ask myself, however, whether I could have been mistaken. If it was something more than the death of your Alsatians.
I loved them. They were all you allowed me to love.
Even that was an error, it seems. It was something more, wasn't it? Not the dogs, but a man. A man named Roger West.
No.
You're lying.
Ah.
You've never lied to me before, and you know how I dislike it.
Oh.
I want the truth, Julietta. West was the real reason. The first man to stir you, to make your heart beat faster.
You're hurting me.
I want the truth.
Yes. Very well, yes, yes, I was satisfied to be what you made me. No more than a mind in a beautiful body.
Until West came.
I watched him with you and I heard him. And I saw what a man could be. With strength and courage and other things too. Things that are kind and warm and good. All the things you took away in me and taught me to despise.
You didn't learn the lessons well enough, apparently. Are you learning now? I think that will be enough. There's still a lesson you have to learn. That for all the qualities you find to admire in Roger West, against a man like me, he can do nothing. You must be allowed the opportunity to witness that for yourself.
Chief Inspector West's office, Detective Sergeant Gill speaking. Yes, he is. One moment, Inspector. It's QR Division, sir. Inspector Weimer.
Oh, right. Hello, Jack. What can I... Well, thanks very much. Not so sure I'm glad to be back. I'm up to my ears in bump. How's everything south of the river? Huh? Is that so? You bet I'm interested. Have your boys keep tabs on them as much as possible, will you? Right, bye. The rats seem to be creeping out of their holes.
Pardon, sir?
Jack Weimer's chaps have noticed quite a number of Corrosion's one-time associates back in their old haunts, and there appear to be some new faces floating around as well. Chief Inspector West. Yes, hold on. For you, Hubert, Sergeant Norris.
Oh, I know what he wants. Hello, Pete. Look, we'd better scrub lunch today. I'm all tied up, reports. We'll be at it for quite a while, that's certain. We'll make it some other time, eh? Okay, bye.
One saving grace, Hubert. Reading reports is a lot less of a chore than having to write them.
Too true, sir.
A heartfelt reply, if I ever heard one. Well, just to cheer you up, my lad, remember, you've got years of typist cramp ahead of you.
Oh, thank you, sir. I thought I was joining the force to chase villains.
Catching them's more to the point. And it's a hell of a sight easier said than done, especially when it comes to the big ones like our friend Corrosion. If I just had even the vaguest idea of... Well, let's get on with these, shall we?
Yes.
Report on our VIPs. There are only two of them, I see. Sir Arnold Darner and Lord Riversley. What about the one on Laszlo Barai?
No, there isn't one, sir. He's still in Oslo. But the Six Nations Economic Conference finishes there today. He's due to fly back to London tomorrow.
Well, these two don't seem to have been up to anything out of the ordinary while I've been away.
No, sir.
And about the nearest thing I can find here to a startling development is the fact that Lord Riversley has hired himself a new chauffeur. Could be Chatworth was right, and I am barking up the wrong tree here.
I suppose you can't know for certain the paper you found their names on had anything to do with Corrosion, can you?
It has nothing to do with knowing for certain, Sergeant. You get a feeling. Call it a copper's instinct. All right. What have we got next?
The latest report from the man on Arthur Morley.
Nothing suspicious there from what Chatworth told me.
That's right.
Next one, then.
This is the report of the interview with Michael Grant.
Hubert, what's Arthur Morley do with himself all day?
Oh, very little. He's got a room off the East India Dock Road, takes a walk most mornings, has lunch every day in a small cafe not far from his room, does a bit of painting in the afternoons.
Done anything about getting himself a job?
Not so far. Doubt if I would myself after spending 13 years in the nick for murder.
Has there been any contact between him and the Grunts since they came back to London?
No, sir, nothing like that.
So more than likely he doesn't even know that... What's time?
Just on 12:30, sir.
Right, so we'll knock off for lunch.
Knock off? Now? But I was sure we'd
you
be...
You tell your friend Sergeant Norris you'll be able to lunch with him after all. But before you grab that phone, give me the address of that cafe Morley goes to, would you? Is anyone sitting here?
No, it's quite free. Inspector West.
Mind if I join you, Morley?
What are you doing here?
I just happened to be round this way, fancied a cup of tea, and this place looked as good as any. It's a small world, as they always say.
You've been having me followed, isn't that it?
What makes you think that?
What's it going to be for you next?
Just tea, thanks.
Rightio. One tea, Rising.
Inspector.
Yes?
I've seen the papers. I would just like to say that I'm glad you got away from Corrosion. It was a great relief to me. I felt responsible for my part in it all. But I had no choice.
Morley, you've heard nothing more from him.
No, nothing.
Not even to tell you that he's let your daughter go.
Is that true?
Yes, she and Grant were set free.
Inspector, what is this? Are you trying to trick me for some reason or other?
No, why should I? You don't seem to believe what I'm telling you, Morley.
There was nothing about it in the papers.
Well, the information is not being released for the present. But Christine's safe with her husband. They're here in London, in his flat at this moment.
It's good of you to tell me, Inspector.
Thought you'd want to know, that's all.
Yes, thank you.
Are you proposing to see her?
Oh, no, certainly not. I don't want to spoil things for her anymore. I did enough damage when I killed her mother. Now it's more than sufficient for me to know that she's safe and happy. That's all I want.
Here you are, Dax. Auntie.
Here, never mind the change.
Father.
Time I was going. Bye, Morley.
Yeah, what about your tea? Cole, some people have got one little thing about it.
Let's go back by way of the embankment, Constable. Drive past the old headquarters, eh? Slow down. Constable, I said slow down.
Can't be done, sir. Not in this traffic.
Then turn around, first chance you get, and drive back to that last intersection.
Oh, something wrong, Inspector?
Spotted a pair of faces in the crowd. I want a second look. There's your chance now. Round you go. I'm making no mistake, Inspector. I saw them myself. Yes, in your manner. The Cotter brothers. Have your chaps keep their eyes peeled. Right, bye.
What's the concern about these characters, sir?
Two good reasons, Sergeant. Lanky Cotter and his brother run the toughest mob of villains in the north of England. And the most interesting thing about the Cotter boys is that they've never been known to move south of the Mersey. Get that, will you?
Right. Chief Inspector West's office, Detective Sergeant Gill speaking. Yes, hold on a minute. For you, sir.
Who is it?
No name, sir, but there's no mistaking that voice. It's Pearly Willis.
Give me that phone. Pearlie, I've been hoping I'd hear from you. I'm in your debt, me old son. If you hadn't given my wife that tip-off about Jack O'Dempster, I might not be here at this moment. Huh? There's something else for me right far away. I'm all ears. What? Yes, yes, I spotted a couple myself, the Cotter boys. Now, go on. From all over, huh? Have you any idea... What was that? What color? Red. Right, keep talking, Pearlie. I'm listening to every word. Well, Sergeant?
That was the last of the divisional headquarters, sir. Superintendent Goff.
What did you get from him? The same story?
Same story. How about you, sir?
I've made half a dozen calls, and there's not much room for doubt, Hubert. What Pearlie Willis told me was right. Not that I've ever known him wrong. Pearl of great wisdom, you might say. Hold the fort, Sergeant. I'm taking all this to Chatworth.
Roger, are you absolutely certain of this?
Yes, sir. It all adds up. Sergeant Gills checked with all the divisions. I've talked to the police in six major cities. Manchester, Birmingham, Glasgow, Liverpool, Hull, Cardiff.
And they confirm Pearlie Willis's information?
They do, sir. There's no question of it. The villains are converging on London from all over the country. Deviators, tea leaves and tearaways. From the top boys like the Cotters down to the small-time mug Charlies. They've been coming in since early this morning and they're still coming.
And the red discs?
The place is flooded with them, according to Pearlie. This is it, sir. It's got to be. The build-up for Corrosion's £10 million caper. And now we know what it is. It can't be anything else. A full-scale Huns, Goths and Vandals operation, modern style. Sack, pillage and plunder. The target? London.
Our story continues at... Our story continues at...